Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The new Prime Minister of Romania, Ciolacu, speaking to the Financial Times about the planning ahead for Romania, which is all in supporting Ukraine and NATO in the war of the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, all in. The new Prime Minister is explaining how he will expand the grain shipments out of Ukraine using the existing Danube, the existing ports to the Black Sea and Romanian infrastructure. To help me with this, I welcome Antonio Calabashanu of the Geopolitical Future. She also teaches in Bucharest. She's a professor of politics and what we now see as geopolitics of the Black Sea, now monetized and militarized. And the Danube, which is a river that flows through Romania from Ukraine and permits grain to leave Ukraine in some fashion. As I understand it, though, we need to refer to a map to understand the intricate relationship between these states and the Black Sea, which is now patrolled by Russian warships. Antonio, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Romanian Prime Minister is clear, lending all the support he can muster to Ukrainians. At this point, does that include expanding the facilities that are available now for shipping grain? Does that mean expanding the amount of grain leaving Romania for the Black Sea and for the rest of the world? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you for having me again, John. And yes, indeed. Well, the Prime Minister is basically going on a plan which is strategically important for the Black Sea region and refers to basically increasing the capacity of the Black Sea ports and the Danube shipping lines to accommodate Ukrainian trade through Romania. This is not going to be only for grain, but also for other products. However, Ukrainian grain exports are most important now, and this is basically the purpose for the expansion. Now, obviously, this has been in the works and has been discussed since Russia withdrew from the grain deal. And since Russia has started to patrol the Black Sea, as you pointed out, and basically the risk of war has increased in the Black Sea even further. Now, what we're talking about and pointing to the map is basically increasing capacity, which means dredging the current shipping corridor in the Danube and expanding ports infrastructure. Romania has expanded already port infrastructure in Constanța. However, that is not, Constanța is not the only port that is accommodating Ukrainian grain shipping right now. And since Ukraine cannot ship through the Black Sea pretty much anything at the moment, they are shipping to the Danube lane, which is basically coming on through railroad into the ports of Romania through Moldova, because their own ports are being targeted by Russian drones. And of course, it's way more risky, if not impossible at the moment, to have shipments done through the Ukrainian ports on the Danube, on their side of the Danube. So what Ukraine does is shipping into Romania through the Danube and basically going from the Romanian ports into the Danube channels to Constanța, where such merchandise can be shipped through the Black Sea, also under surveillance of NATO. They are discussing now what to do with the Black Sea shipping corridors, and or it can also go through the Danube on to European states. So basically, we have the Danube lanes on one side and the Danube channel to the Black Sea to Constanza on the other side for the Black Sea corridor that is still being under discussion with regards to how we can secure it. That's the next question mark that comes in.
The Financial Times reports the increased capacity of the Black Sea port of Constanza and other routes will allow Ukrainian grain exports to double to 4 million tons a month. He added, investments are underway in the Sulina Channel, he added, referring to Romania's main deep water shipping lane through the Danube Delta. So we're already underway is expanding the channel. This isn't in the future. They're doing it now. Is that correct?
Yes, they are doing it now. And Constanza Port has been already expanding and is expanding capacity. So we have started expanding capacity for Constanza since 2022. And we are continuing that expansion because it's needed. And at the same time, what is new is basically expanding capacity on the Danube lanes. That is the new side of things. And that includes Sulina, which is the shipping route on the Danube, but also the shipping route, the entire shipping route on the Danube that goes from our east coast, which is in the Black Sea, to Europe, because the Danube connects the Black Sea with Germany, basically.
So right now, are there grain ships proceeding on in the channel from the Danube to Germany? Is that happening now or is that in the future?
That is happening now, but at a limited capacity.
Right.
So we have limited capacity of shipping through the Danube right now. However, on Sulina, the channel that you've mentioned, that is happening because Sulina is connecting Ukrainian shipping routes from the Black Sea.
Right.
And basically into Romania and to the Constanza Channel. You have to look at the map, and I'm sorry, I cannot really be
I understand. I'm learning from you, Antonia. Now, shipping grain into Romania is from Ukraine. Is it then transferred to Romanian or other shipping in order to take it out through the Black Sea? So I'm guessing that it would not be safe for a Ukrainian grain ship to go through the Black Sea.
That is the main thing that is being discussed right now, and it is being done carefully. You can ship through the coastal waters. However, the main way to ship Ukrainian grain right now is basically on road and on railway. So from the Danube, you take it into the ports of Romania. And from there, you have it on railways and on road infrastructure, which is also part of the plan that Ciolacu has mentioned in terms of improving infrastructure for accommodating Ukrainian exports.
This puts Romania at risk. Is that a concern for the Bucharest media? Have they talked about the risk because Russia shows that it is not following the rules of war, of engagement? It has been random as to how it's using the violence against Ukrainian ports.
I mean, obviously, Romania is a NATO country, and the matter that is being discussed very much, not only in the media, but also at the official level, is how to make sure that our coastal waters are secured. And this is particularly related to Russia's posture in the Black Sea proper. Because obviously, if we are going to accommodate any shipping through the Black Sea, that route needs to be secured, because otherwise you basically are exposed. That is one thing. The other thing is, yes, the media has commented on how risky it is for Romanian Danube shipping, because the Danube is pretty much, split into two, if you like, in between Ukraine and Romania. And as Russia has attacked Ukrainian infrastructure, we have been very lucky, or the Russians have been very good at targeting only Ukrainian ports. There has been an accident with a Romanian ship being also accidentally targeted by one of the attacks on the Danube. So clearly, this is very much of a concern, and Romania will need to increase its defense capabilities to accommodate further transfer of any kind from Ukraine, considering Russian posture.
Antonia Kolobosanu, she's in Bucharest, helping me to understand the intricacies of getting grain out of Ukraine through Romania, a member of NATO. So that isn't foolproof, but it's a pretty strong indication that Russia will be reluctant to harass any of the shipping or any of the railroad once it reaches Romanian ports. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.